Right now, joining us to talk about earnings reports and the economy, it's Mark Myers of Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street. Good morning, Mark.
Well, good morning. You're correct, Bill. It is all about earnings this morning in the market. The market was down a little bit on the Dow yesterday. The Dow was down about 41 points. That's mainly because of IBM. But overall, the market was up. The S&P 500 closed up 1 point for the day. Now, this morning, this looked like the market is down, and that's mainly because we're seeing over in China, their manufacturing is slowing a lot more than what people anticipated, and that is affecting markets worldwide. But here at home, we are looking at several different companies. We'll start with McDonald's. McDonald's reported earnings this morning of $1.40 a share, and Wall Street was looking for just $1.39 a share, and revenue increased to $7.09 billion, which was a little bit short of analyst expectations, $7.1 billion, and that stock is down this morning. And we heard from Nokia, this company, his stock has been way down for the last several years, ever since the Apple iPhone came out. But they did beat estimates with their earnings, but their sales dropped 22% for the quarter. And we heard from Fifth Third, the regional bank, earned 43 cents per share for the quarter, and that beat estimates by a penny. And revenue was also slightly above estimates. And Lockheed Martin, the defense contractor, reported fourth quarter profit of $2.04 a share, and that was 9 cents above estimates. And United Continental, the airline company, earned 78 cents per share for the quarter, and that beat estimates of 65 cents a share. And Baxter International, the medical products company, which specializes in dialysis products, beat estimates by a penny with fourth quarter profit of $1.26 a share. And eBay, this stock is up 7% this morning as it reported earnings of 81 cents a share that beat estimates by a penny. However, the main news of this company right now is Carl Icahn, the activist investor, took a big stake in eBay and is asking eBay to spin off its PayPal unit. And we heard from Netflix. This stock is soaring 17% this morning. The video service company reported profit of 79 cents a share, and that easily beat estimates of 66 cents a share. And the company said it added 2.33 million new subscribers during the quarter. And Western Digital, the hard disk drive maker, reported second quarter profit of $2.19 a share. That was 11 cents above estimates, and revenue also beat estimates as well. And we heard from defense company General Dynamics. They reported a fourth quarter profit of $1.76 a share, and analysts were looking for $1.75 a share. The revenue rose less than 1% for the quarter to $8.1 billion. And last but not least, we heard from Norfolk Southern, the railroad company. They reported a 24% increase in fourth quarter earnings, and that beat Wall Street expectations. They reported $1.64 a share in profit, and analysts were looking for $1.50 a share in profit. And revenue was up to $2.9 billion. That's a 7% increase from a year ago. Now, as far as the markets go this morning, it does look like we are going to open up on the downside around 50 to 60 points.
Well, we need to go the other way.
Yeah. I know. Well, the day is still early, so we'll see what happens.
All right, Mark. Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care.
All right. Mark Myers of Stern, Agee & Leach.